In his writing to the Romans, Paul said that the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. Paul is echoing the teaching of Jesus, indeed the greatest commandment. The commandment to love, inclusive of one another, oneself, and God, is found in all four Gospels. Jesus truly is the love of God made flesh. He came out of love for us, out of love for and obedience to his Heavenly Father, out of the Father's love for us. He came to save us and to make us holy. The love that Jesus lives is not a set of warm, fuzzy feelings. No, it is a profound willingness for our good and a selfless desire that we be who we have been created to be, the children of God, the loving presence of God, and heirs to God's eternal kingdom. This is the love we are commanded to live. We are asked to open our ears to his voice and harden not our hearts, to want, to seek, and to make happen the good of those whom God has put around us. This is not always easy and is not always pleasant. We saw examples of this in both the reading from the prophet Ezekiel and in our gospel passage from St. Matthew. The Lord told the prophet Ezekiel that he, as watchman for the house of Israel, would be held responsible for the death of the wicked one if he did not speak out to dissuade him. In the gospel, Jesus gives instructions on how we should correct those who sin against us, how to raise our voices against wickedness, speaking out when we see others living apart from God. To do this is to love as Jesus commands us to love. Call it tough love, accountability, fraternal correction, or as St. Paul says in his writing to the Ephesians, speaking the truth in love. It is a love that truly desires the good of the other and will act out of love for the sake of another's eternal salvation, just as the Father has done for us by sending us his only begotten Son. And so, my sisters and brothers, in following Jesus' command to love one another, we can help others turn from the path that leads to death and find the path that leads to eternal life. And Christ, who is present among us, gives us the grace that we need to fulfill God's command, God's commandment of love, to love all people of every race. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.